The tsunami created by yesterday's earthquake in Japan rolled across the Pacific in about 12 hours. 6-foot surges pushed onto Hawaiian beaches. Seaside towns along the west coast of the U.S. were evacuated. In some places, the tsunami wrecked marinas and boats. The tsunami warning system for the Pacific Ocean appears to have worked well, though in Japan there may not have been time to heed the warnings. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, there could be a lesson here for Americans living on the West Coast.
Evacuations started early yesterday morning in Hawaii and along the west coast of the U.S. Mostly the tsunami was mild, although in towns like Crescent City and Santa Cruz in California, marinas got beaten up and boats got piled up. There was widespread devastation in Japan, however. The country sits on the edge of the Ring of Fire, a line of faults that etches a circle into the Earth's crust around the Pacific Ocean. Yesterday's quake was just the kind that creates tsunamis. Eric Geist is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This was what's called a subduction zone earthquake that involves a thrusting motion, pushing up and pulling down the seafloor, and the ocean above the seafloor, of course, responds in kind and generates the tsunamis.
A large expanse of the seafloor thrust itself up by about 20 feet, tossing the ocean above it like a chef tosses a pizza crust. That sent tsunami waves racing out from the fault line. Japan's highly sophisticated quake and tsunami warning system detected this right away. So did the Pacific warning system operated by the U.S. Pressure sensors, seismometers, and tide gauges litter the ocean. Warnings went out within minutes of the quake, but it struck less than 100 miles offshore. Geist says the tsunami, moving at over 100 miles an hour, left little time for evacuation.
On the order of 15 minutes, somewhere less than an hour, certainly. I don't think it was the quickest arriving tsunami. There's been some tsunamis in Japan that have arrived in like 5 minutes, but it was a short amount of time.
With only 15 minutes, people would have had to react with their feet.
I think mostly people would have relied on the natural warning signs and, of course, the strong ground, very strong ground shaking in this case, and any ocean recession that occurred before the tsunamis.
Often the ocean noticeably recedes along a coastline just minutes before a tsunami hits. Scientists in the U.S. say this quake and tsunami should be a wake-up call for Americans on the West Coast. The Cascadia subduction zone is an undersea line of faults that runs parallel to the northwestern coast, and it's very similar to the one that just ruptured off Japan's coast. It's close to shore, and it ruptured in the year 1700.
The reason we know the date of it is because it was recorded in Japan.
Robert Yates is an emeritus professor of geology at Oregon State University. He says this 1700 quake was a mirror to the one yesterday. It was here along the Cascadia subduction zone. The tsunami was documented in Japan.
And all records of temple officials, and they called it an orphan tsunami.
Orphan because there was no earthquake in Japan, so they didn't know where the tsunami had come from. Yesterday, Americans had almost 12 hours' notice of the tsunami. We won't have nearly that much time if the Cascadia zone ruptures. And Yates says a lot of Americans aren't paying attention.
For example, I was looking at TV footage off Seaside, Northern Oregon, and there's some people walking on the beach, you know, and there's a woman running.
Yates and other scientists say no matter how good our warning system is, safety may come down to your feet to feel the quake and to get you out of the danger zone. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.